up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1049. In this episode, I'll discuss conditional reflex urine culturing for antibiotic stewardship. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1049. And now, on to the episode. Overtreatment of urinary tract infections is a common problem that antimicrobial stewardship teams face. One of the major reasons for this is the overdiagnosis of UTIs. The overdiagnosis leads to overtreatment because providers worry about the rare but potentially negative scenario of withholding treatment instead of focusing on the excess adverse events that comes with unnecessary antibiotic use. A group of authors published a pre-post intervention study in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases looking at a particular laboratory intervention that cuts straight to the overdiagnosis problem. The authors detail how one hospital implemented conditional reflex urine culture ordering, which means that a urine culture is only done by the lab if the patient has a significant amount of white blood cells detected in their urine. This effectively stops the phenomena of asymptomatic bacteriuria because the entire cohort of asymptomatic patients never gets a culture performed due to this rule. The hospital that implemented this change experienced a 39.5% reduction in days of therapy for patients with a UTI. The authors concluded conditional reflex urine culturing had a large decrease on UTI antibiotic days of therapy and urine cultures performed. Health systems or medical centers starting urine culture diagnostic stewardship should implement conditional reflex urine culturing first. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.